Chapter 1. A World of Myths. It is estimated that 12 million children suffer from asthma, and several thousand die every year. Let us declare an end to asthma in less than 5 years. Let us save children from the constant fear of suffocation because they do not recognize they are thirsty for water. Dr. Fereydoon Batmanghalij, author of Your Body's Many Cries for Water, said that. The quote you just heard is very personal to me. I had childhood asthma, and it almost killed me a few times. To anyone who has asthma, I know your pain, anxiety, and struggles. The contributing causes are due to the factors in my health model, and this both pisses me off and gives me hope to help others suffering. I breathed through my mouth rather than my nose, not knowing it was causing dehydration. I believe dehydration causes an allergic reaction due to the loss of water. I believe structured water is an antihistamine, yet no doctor shared this information with me. We will discuss the fascinating properties of water later. I know what it's like to be hungry all the time, yet never satisfied. I know what it's like to have allergies, hay fever, and acid reflux. I know the challenges you're going through. And I know that it's not your fault. Chronic disease is everywhere. No, it's not your fault you're sick. It's not your fault you're tired. We live in a world of myths, falsehoods, and overwhelming ignorance about the fundamental pillars of health. Nutritional studies are seriously flawed to the point of becoming completely useless for determining causation. When they say a study is statistically powerful because X number of people participated, that really doesn't matter if the study is flawed. It's important to mention how these studies are done. Some are called observational studies. Researchers give participants questionnaires and ask them what they ate over a given period of time. How accurate do you think that could possibly be? Sorting through the facts and fiction takes decades. Believe me, I know. If you learn nothing else from this audiobook, remember that causation is not association. I know it's difficult to go against the establishment, mainstream media, and what has been forced down our proverbial throats for decades, but it's worth a shot if you might feel better, isn't it? Consider the quotes below. Today, an estimated 133 million Americans, nearly half the population, suffer from at least one chronic illness, such as hypertension, heart disease, and arthritis. That's from the American Hospital Association. Each year, approximately 30.4 million deaths worldwide are the result of chronic disease. A statistic from the American Institute for Cancer Research. The good news is that you feel the way you do for a reason. There's a monster at the heart of the maze, which I call chronic cellular oxidative stress. Cellular oxidative stress is a threat to the cells. Think of it this way. The cells are scared because their survival is endangered. If they could speak, they'd say, "Dude, keep these threats away from me." What are the threats? I explain them in The Ultimate Health Model, coming up soon. This chronic cellular stress is what's spinning in the background, along with the other symbiotic cellular factors, like chronic dehydration and inflammation, dysfunctional mitochondria, and a suppressed immune system. All are contributing to your health challenges. Before we go any further, let's define a few terms. Acute means severe and sudden onset, not lasting in duration. Chronic means long-lasting or reoccurring. Oxidative stress is the imbalance between damaging molecules in cells, oxidants, and helpful molecules, antioxidants. Inflammation is swelling, redness, or tenderness of an area, especially from injury or infection. Head scratcher, do you think inflammation is different on the inside than the outside? Likely not. Mitochondria, as we'll talk about later, are the energy-generating part of the cell. This organelle, the structure inside the cell, lets the cell do work. I believe that when you chronically activate the circles on the red side of the ultimate health model, it impacts everything from making you age more quickly to increasing your risk of diseases like arthritis and cancer. The difference between chronic and acute is an important distinction I will elaborate on.